Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. The Capitol Police Chief on January 6th, who requested the National Guard again and again and again and again and again and was denied, is going to be with us, and that's Chief Sund is his name. He wrote a book, Courage Under Fire, and he tells the whole story. This is the saddest part. Is, okay, I get it. They had all I Hate Trump people on that committee. There was a reason Jim Jordan and Jim Banks were kicked off the committee. One of the reasons we now know is NBC News even reported that they had actionable intelligence that thousands of people were planning to storm the Capitol. And rather than bring in the proper amount of protection for our Capitol, that's the people's house, and protecting our elected officials, they ignored all of these warnings which showed a clear and present danger. And of course, we've had all the people that have said to us on air that they heard President Trump say, how many guard troops are we going to need that day? There's going to be a lot of people in town days before. Nobody wanted to hear that part. They never wanted to hear from Nancy Pelosi. They didn't get her phone records or her text messages. They got mine from Kayleigh McEnany and Mark Meadows, and boy, did they put them up again and again and again and again and again. I might as well just open up my phone and just hand it over to everybody, considering everyone gets it. That's why I don't have an email account. That's why I don't have access to any social media accounts. You know, that's why, you know, I erase everything I text, because I don't want it, you know, because somebody's going to come and steal it when I'm not looking. I mean, they have the ability to do that, or so I say. Anyway, you're going to hear from the chief. And you know, the saddest part, too, is they never came up with a plan how to prevent this from ever happening again. That would have been a smart thing to do. They never even looked at. They never even questioned at all the 574 riots in the summer of 2020. Democrats lied and called them mostly peaceful, or they were just totally numb, deaf, and silent. They said nothing because they didn't want to alienate their radical base, or they were out there promoting them like, oh, Kamala Harris was. They're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. We're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. Unbelievable. By the way, can you believe that they're not letting Novak Djokovic come into the country to play the Miami Open? I mean,
just let him come through the southern border. He'll get a phone. He'll get $1,000. They'll set him up for life. Just bring your rackets. Walk across.
The guy already had COVID. By the way, he is one of the top performing athletes in all of sports. He may end up winning more majors.
Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's ridiculous.
He may end up winning more majors than Federer, Nadal. Nadal and everybody else, and they won't even let the guy play. He won the Australian this year, but last year they wouldn't let him play it.
And what happened when he got to Australia?
Nothing. He already had COVID.
What a bunch of nonsense. Tell him to go back and listen to Fauci from back in the day on C-SPAN. They'll be just fine.
Unbelievable. Ron DeSantis stuck up for him. I was glad he did. So it's not often. Steve Moore, you know, is a friend of the program. Steve Moore believes in supply side conservative economics like I do. He sends me a note today. I'm going to read it verbatim. I hope he doesn't mind. I mean, my text messages are released. Why shouldn't his be released? He said, "This is the worst budget," talking about Biden's proposed budget today, "in American history." He said, "These higher taxes are so enormous that they would cause a 1929 style crash." He writes, 60% capital gains tax increases spending by another $500 billion next year. Tax and spend, tax and spend, tax and spend. Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about, you know, take a look at budget, the new budget proposal of Biden. And it's clear this guy doesn't give a damn about future generations because we're robbing them blind. He doesn't give a damn about inflation. He doesn't know what he's doing. Everything that is going wrong in this country, the reason that all of our geopolitical enemies are on the move is because they see him as weak and a cognitive mess. We see his position on the border. All these things are preventable. The high cost of gas, the high cost of heating, cooling your home, all of this is preventable if he didn't put these stupid policies in place. Anyway, Biden today proposing a record-shattering $6.8 trillion budget that envisions a significant surge in social program spending and $5.5 trillion in new taxes. Now, this guy just raised taxes on all of us. This is the same guy that said in the State of the Union, the same guy that ran on a platform that said he wouldn't raise taxes, not a penny, if you made under $400,000 a year. Well, as of January 1st, he raised billions of dollars in new taxes on coal and oil and gas and pensions and on corporations that pass the costs on to we, the consumers. So he broke his lie. Nobody in the media will ever call him out on it. They certainly called George Herbert Walker Bush out on his promise. Read my lips. No new taxes. He got hammered because of it. Anyway, so he put out the budget today, which would now set the U.S. on a course for higher spending as a percentage of the economy than ever before in history, an 8% increase over what the government is projected to spend in the current fiscal year. This budget outline for fiscal 2024 reveals all the details of his priorities that will be sent to Congress next week. Quote, President Biden has spent more money in the first 2 years of his administration than any other president in American history, resulting in what? Record inflation, crippling tax hikes, a bloated bureaucracy. Congressman Lake LaTurner from Kansas said in a statement ahead of the budget's release, Biden is now seeking to pay for this spending spree and reduce the deficit by raising taxes. You know, on, quote, billionaires and wealthy investors and corporations. Corporations don't pay taxes. Hannity, you keep saying that, but if you look at their tax form, they pay the taxes. Right. But whatever goods and services, whatever business they're involved in, they are charging we, the consumers, more because they're not going to lower their bottom line just because Joe wants more money. No, we're going to pay those taxes for them. They'll increase their prices for everything. How stupid are these people? Anyway, so that's his plan. We're going to tax the rich, tax the wealthy. Okay. How's that going to work out? Now, the scariest number on the page is the capital gains tax. Because, well, first of all, the personal income tax rate, the highest rate is 39.6%. Now, by the way, don't forget 1% of Americans, 10% of Americans pay like 75% of the taxes. The bottom 50% of wage earners in America, they pay about 1.5%. That's it, or nothing. So the rich already pay all the taxes. Now you're just going to raise it more. Now, you raised the capital gains tax. What is a capital gains tax? Let's examine that question, shall we? Welcome to our class. I am your economics professor, Sean Hannity. No, but it's simple. Economics 101 is supply and demand crisscross, and that dictates the price. All right, that's 101. Now let's go to 102. Let's talk about capital gains. Now, let's say you are able to, in your profession, save some money. And let's say you invest that money. Maybe you invest it in the stock market. Maybe you invested in a new business. Maybe you invested in a service you want to provide people, whatever it happens to be. But this is money that has already been taxed. But yet, if you make money, now remember, when you invest money, you don't always make money. I have invested in things that have failed. I have invested and lost money on occasion. I don't like to lose money. So I try to be really diligent in terms of vetting. But I've made a few mistakes over the years. And you know what? You learn from your mistakes. And I've also had a lot of success over the years because I spent the time to study, did my due diligence, learned whatever it is that I'm going to invest in, and things have done okay. Now, this again, this money has already come in as regular income. Okay, you already paid 40% of that money. Biden wants to raise it to 44% of that money. You know what that means? If you live in California, you'll pay a 44% federal income tax, right? Then you got a 13% state tax. All right, 44, 54. That's 57 cents out of every dollar. That doesn't include property taxes, sales taxes, hidden taxes, left, right, here, there, and everywhere. I mean, they're going to take 70, 80% of every dollar you make. So nobody's going to invest. Nobody's going to risk their money. You know, it's they'll put it in, a municipal. They'll put it in a bond of some kind. They're not going to risk their money. And then what does that mean for the average American? Well, those terrible rich people aren't investing their money because they don't want to pay that high rate of taxes on money that they already has been taxed. What incentive do they have to invest it in a new business that would create jobs for other Americans? What incentive do they have to put any of that money at risk? You know, at this point, you know, you go into self-preservation mode, and that is you want to keep the money that you have and not lose what you got. So he wants to raise literally by 5% the personal income tax rate. He wants to double almost the capital gains tax from 23 to 39.6%. He wants corporate taxes to go up 7% from 21 to 28%. Then he wants a tax on unrealized capital gains. So if you add the 20% increase in capital gains tax, and then you add the tax on unrealized capital gains, what does that mean, unrealized capital gains? Let's say you invest in the stock market. And let's say you invest, in Procter & Gamble or McDonald's, whatever it happens to be. Okay, and you look at the market today, and if you were to sell, it's worth X number of dollars. Let's say you would make $1,000. Okay, it would be taxed at today's rate of 23.8%. Now they want a tax on unrealized capital gains. Now, today the stock may be worth $1,000. But tomorrow it might be worth $500. And that means you pay taxes on money that you're never even going to get. Is there any consideration? Do you then get a refund from the government? This is insanity. This is going to lead to an economic disaster for the country if this happens. Now, you already see what's happening. We heard from Jerome Powell earlier in the week. We know interest rates are going to go way up. By the way, we now see today jobless claims have risen sharply as well. Labor Department showing initial claims for the week of March 4th went up to 211,000, and continuing claims filed by Americans who are consecutively receiving unemployment benefits, that went up to 1.72 million, an increase of 69,000. And so Biden wants more than $2 trillion in tax cuts. and he wants to spend it on new Green Deal radical socialism and social welfare programs. And this is all about the new Green Deal socialism, you know, guaranteed pre-K, guaranteed government wage, guaranteed government job, guaranteed government free college, pay off student loans, guaranteed government healthy food, guaranteed government health care, guaranteed government retirement. And let me tell you how that ends, because it's called socialism, communism, redistributionism, whatever you want to call it, statism. Here's how it ends. It ends the same way every time. All of the promises are unfulfilled because they can't afford it. We end up being poor, not richer, and we lose our freedom in the process. You give up your freedom in the name of false security of your government. That's where this is headed. That's where they want this to be headed. That's the plan that they put in place, that they want to take the country. That's scary. Anyway, we'll get Newt Gingrich's take on that later in the program today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, as we roll along, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program, this is a real clear present danger to our economy. This is not going to be good. You're talking about $2 trillion in new spending, a record-shattering $6.8 trillion budget that envisions a significant surge in social programming spending and, you know, $5.5 trillion in new taxes. I mean, this is madness. I mean, a 60% capital gains tax, if you add it all together, personal income tax rate, that's going up 5%. Personal tax rate up 5%. Capital gains tax nearly doubling. And then, of course, the tax on unrealized capital gains. That is not even real money. That is phantom money. Maybe some of you invested, for example, in cryptocurrency. At one point, Bitcoin was over, 60,000 or somewhere in that range. You know, you look at it today, it's like at 23,000. Let's say they taxed your unrealized capital gains in Bitcoin. Okay, it's worth a third of what it was worth, you know, going back 2 years ago. So you didn't exactly make money. Do they give you your money back if you don't have realized capital gains? It's not real until you sell your stock. It's not real until you sell something and get real money for it that can be taxed. Otherwise, you're saying, oh, well, we expect at the end of this year, McDonald's stock was trading at $1,000 a share. Okay, maybe by the time you're ready to sell your McDonald's stock, it's only going to be worth $500 a share. But they want you to pay taxes on unrealized capital gains? These people are scary. I will tell you about the hearings with Jim Jordan when we get back, straight ahead. All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. I saw a movie I'll tell you about in a minute, The Jesus Revolution. It's like a massive hit that came out of nowhere. It's either that or Cocaine Bear, and I chose The Jesus Revolution. I swear there's a movie. What is it called? Cocaine Bear or Bear? What is it called, Jason? You know this stuff.
Yeah, Cocaine Bear. I saw it.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. Very gory, but lots of fun.
All right. So anyway, I want to remind you, by the way, cheers to our friends at Blinds.com. They're now celebrating over a quarter of a century of best dressed windows, and they're giving you up to 50% off everything. Remember, no store could beat their prices already. But now they're going to have 50% off everything. And you can give your home a stunning Blinds.com upgrade with shutters and curtains, or I love the motorized solar shades. I hate those stupid cords you have to play with. I don't get them. I get the motorized ones now. I love them. Anyway, picking the perfect custom window treatments is simple. It's easy. And with Blinds.com, they offer free expert design help if you want it. Sit back, relax, let Blinds.com handle the installation for you. Just click installation when you check out. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is only one low cost. And with Blinds.com, it's simple, it's easy, no guesswork, no hassle, no multiple trips to the store, no store beats their prices. There's a reason they have over 40,000 five-star reviews, and they are the number one online retailer of custom window coverings worldwide. Anyway, it's simple. Anyway, go to Blinds.com, save 50% off site-wide during their anniversary sale going on now through March the 15th, and tell them your buddy, your friend, Sean Hannity, sent you. So Kelsey Grammer, you know, where did he started on Cheers, I think, right? And then Cheers, the character was Frasier on Cheers, and then Frasier became a big hit. He's in this movie, Jesus Revolution. And I went to go see it. It's like it became a phenomenon. The movie is phenomenal. It is such a great movie. It's amazing how all these faith-based movies, we did one years ago, Let There Be Light. I was very happy with the product and how it came out and how many people went to see it. And, you know, I just tell you, the world is changing here. And it was interesting because what they did was you had a church that was basically, you know, had 20 people in the congregation. And anyway, the daughter of the pastor is Kelsey Grammer, convinces her dad to talk to this guy. You know, the hippie movement had, what did they call them at the time? You know, Jesus freaks or whatever.
Yeah, they call them that now, just so you know.
Yeah, they call them that now. Yeah, you've become one. You're definitely in there. You're right up on top. I'm going to call your pastor and tell him. But anyway, in all the good ways, and then there's a little conflict. The church explodes in terms of size, and they start playing worship music and praise music and Jesus music. And anyway, it became a revolution in this country, and it shows that story, and it's incredible. All I kept thinking was, man, we need a little more Jesus in this country right now. We need Jesus around the world right now. I don't have any faith in any of our elected leaders. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. They're the same people that did the movie I Can Only Imagine, which is one of my favorite all-time faith-based movies, based on the song I Can Only Imagine. If you have never heard that song, it's one of the best Christian anthem songs ever. You know, now there's great music. It comes out of like Hillsdale Church, and I know they've had controversy, especially in their New York branch. And I'm not worried about the pastors, the Catholic Church I left because of corruption. I didn't like it. It was institutionalized. You know, when you're dealing with people, you're dealing with imperfection in everybody and all of sin and fallen short. But there are some musicians that have written some amazing praise and worship music.
Yeah, because they're allowing God to work through them. And that's when amazing things happen.
Well, I think that one of the best songs ever of all time, and then it was turned into a movie, is I Can Only Imagine. It's done by Mercy Me, Jason, if you're having trouble finding it.
It's not Jason, it's me. So I found I Can Only Imagine, but I found the trailer, the movie trailer, but they're not playing the song, so I'm finding the song. So if you just give me a second,
well,
I'll get
it. It takes you a long time. I'm basically now wasting time.
You're not wasting time.
I'm filling time.
Oh, talking about Jesus and beautiful praise worship music is a bad thing?
No, that's true.
Come on now. We could all use a little more Jesus.
Let's just listen. Such a good song.
I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes. and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. To my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus?
All right, I can play the whole song. I can listen to that song over and over and over and over again. I never get sick of it. Anyway.
More than Waymaker?
So, I like Waymaker, too. That's a great song. I love praise and worship music. I love it. And by the way, when I say, you know, we could use a little God, because not everybody's a Christian. We could use more God in our lives. You know,
totally agree with you. You know, you're right.
Like the Bible, for example, America was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And when you say that, you know, people's heads explode. That's just a fact. And, well, they were deists. I'm not getting into this argument with people. But regardless of what your faith is, I just don't understand. I can understand an agnostic. I can't understand an atheist. I have a hard time with those people. Because you're going to tell me that, all right, it's not mutually exclusive. You can believe in creation and the Big Bang Theory. You know, the question for atheists I always ask is, okay, so all this energy was out there and it collided and we had a big bang and solar systems within solar systems and the sun and the earth and the moon and the stars and the planets and, you know, the human beings and animals and everything created just randomly, big bang. Here's my question. Where did the energy for the bang come from? Where did that just, because that you, to be an atheist, in my view, you have to believe something can come from nothing. I don't believe that. And even with agnostics, well, dear God, if there really is a God, you know, there's a part of them that has to believe something comes from nothing. You know, but I believe there is a God, a creator, that I believe we're all endowed by that creator. We believe in natural rights. Rights come from God, not from government. And that these rights, you know, the whole foundation of the country is, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator, the thing, with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Those are God-given rights. Anyway, the movie Jesus Revolution, you can see it for any faith, that you really learn a lot. And it really doesn't matter to me. I'm a Christian, or trying to be a Christian, always trying to be better. That's another thing. There's a misperception about Christians out there. You know, and I guess you have these people that are sanctimonious and people that are corrupt in any church. And maybe they give any faith a bad name. Obviously, there are people that can corrupt any religion. Radical Islamists, that doesn't represent people that have faith in Islam that are good people. You know, but you have radicals in any group of people. Sad. But anyway, so this movie is really good. It's called Jesus Revolution, by the same people that did I Can Only Imagine. And it just has exploded. This movie's, I think by the weekend, is going to do like $100 million. When people haven't been going to the movies very much, except for Marvel movies. Those movies always do well. Anyway, even the White House press corps is starting to wonder why Biden's schedule is so empty. Karine Jean-Pierre laughed out loud when a reporter noted Joe Biden's light schedule the past few days. And what's he been up to? Jeez, it only took him 2.5 years to catch up to us. I will give Republicans a lot of props today. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they're doing what they said they would do, We now have hearings that have begun on whether or not the FBI has been politicized. We have hearings on whether the DOJ has been weaponized. We have hearings on the origins of COVID going on. We have hearings on the debacle, which was Biden's exit from Afghanistan. We had hearings today, Jim Jordan, and he's getting to the bottom of the FBI and DOJ issues. Weaponization subcommittee is where it is. And today was all about the Twitter files. Why are they trying to get Elon Musk's private communications? Because they don't like Elon Musk and the fact that he exposed how Twitter was really running. I mean, Jim Jordan gave a really, really good pounding on this. I'll play it later in the program about, you know, government priming social media companies for a hack and leak operation regarding Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, let me, as a matter of fact, let me play that. That's cut 10. This is Jim Jordan. This is what it's about.
Yoel Roth, head of trust and safety at Twitter, testified that he had had regular meetings with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and other folks regarding election security. During these weekly meetings, federal law enforcement agencies communicated that they expected a hack and leak operation. The expectations of a hack and leak operation were discussed throughout 2020, and he was told they would occur in a period shortly before the 2020 presidential election, likely in October. And finally, he said, I also learned in these meetings that there were rumors that a hack and leak operation would involve Hunter Biden. So what did the government tell him? A hack and leak operation was coming. How often did the government tell him this? Repeatedly for a year. When did the government say it was going to happen? October of 2020. And who did the government say it would involve? Hunter Biden. Now think about it. Government had no evidence of any intrusions, no evidence of a hack and leak, yet for a year they tell Twitter that a hack and leak is coming, it's coming in October, and it will involve Hunter Biden. No evidence, but the FBI knows what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and who it's going to involve. Now that's amazing. That is amazing to me. Maybe they get the time right. We're kind of used to October surprises every 4 years. So maybe they get the time right, but they got the time, they got the method, and they got the person. That's amazing. It's almost like these guys were clairvoyant. How did they know? How did they know? Maybe it's because they had the laptop, and they had had it for a year. They had the laptop. They knew it wasn't hacked, but that's not what they told Twitter. They didn't tell Twitter that information, and Twitter believed, frankly, everything they said. In those weekly meetings, the FBI had built a cozy relationship with this tech company and others as well, we believe. Emails between the FBI and Twitter began with the greeting, hey, Twitter folks. Emails that asked Twitter to take down accounts and limit visibility of tweets. The FBI handed out security clearance to folks at Twitter. They communicated with Twitter on the secret teleporter app where messages disappear after a certain length of time. And of course, they paid Twitter $3.4 million.
And that's just one big tech company. They had the laptop in December of 2019. They knew Rudy had a copy of the laptop. They knew it would become public. So they pick a guy whose thesis in 2016 in school, it was in the FBI. It was about, Donald Trump had colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election, which is a lie. He headed up what, you know, Jim Jordan was describing, which is this hack and leak operation. They met weekly with all these big tech companies. They built it up. They ingrained in their minds that they're going to be victims of some type of a misinformation campaign. It may be about Joe Biden. It may be about Hunter Biden. So when the laptop story broke in the New York Post, they had been primed not to believe it. Well, that's 3 weeks before an election. That would have had a profound impact on the election. Later on, I'll play more Jordan and Matt Taibbi, you know, who's no fan of mine. Anyway, he testified about the relationship between the government and Twitter and how they targeted tens of thousands of individuals and sites on the left and right. And also how he learned that social media companies developed a system for taking in requests from government and private companies and making lists of people spreading misinformation, disinformation, malinformation. And he ripped the media for becoming an arm of a state-sponsored thought police system. So that, we'll get back into that. We'll also hit it tonight on Hannity on the Fox News Channel, 9 Eastern. First, I got to remind you, listen, would you like to be a marksman? I know how you can learn and learn very inexpensively, and that's with Mantis X. You may not know it, but the best shooters in the world, most of them, do a majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. With Mantis X, it's a firearms training system, no ammo, all electronic. It's a way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. You simply attach it to your own weapon, and it gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique. It'll guide you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. It's fun to use. Your kids will love it. Your friends will love it. Your neighbors will love it. Anyway, Mantis X really is military-grade technology, and it's very affordable. And it's used by the Marine Corps, the Army, Special Forces. And if you're a Second Amendment believer, as I am, you have a responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. You're going to love Mantis X. Anyway, again, military-grade technology at an affordable price. Go to their website, MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com, and become a marksman soon. All right, we have a lot going on today. When we get back, Newt Gingrich will check in with us. We'll talk about the tax cuts, these hearings that are taking place on the weaponization of the Twitter files, and the FBI's role in influencing all these big tech companies and prepping them and priming them not to believe any story about the Bidens that may come out before the 2020 election. Then we'll check in with former Chief Sund of the Capitol Police Department. He was the guy that was denied the guard on multiple occasions. Straight ahead.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.